armed guards are now having to police delivery drivers in order for them to be able to deliver their packages, as well as it was a major armed robbery in a mall that resulted in a woman getting her life taken. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's get into it.
A new crime concern popping up in the South Bay. Delivery drivers say they're increasingly worried about becoming targets. It's happening often enough that at least one company is now hiring armed guards to escort their drivers. Damian Trujillo in downtown San Jose with a story you'll see only on NBC Bay Area.
One of those escorted delivery.
Let me also acknowledge my girl, R Streets. R Streeter in the building says, thank you for being consistent, bold, and real. Happy hump day. Thank you, my love. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for always holding us down. I love you. Absolutely.
Driver spent part of his day here at the 7-Eleven on 3rd and San Fernando. And at least one retired San Jose police officer says he's not surprised. Many call them the lifeline of the American economy. Truck drivers, including those who deliver merchandise to convenience stores, often early in the morning. But a clerk at the downtown San Jose 7-Eleven was surprised to see this recently. A delivery company called Core-Mart providing an armed guard with its truck and driver. Gurdev Singh says, unfortunately, he understands why.
Facing so many problems just because of the crazy guys. Now they are good at all. Here in downtown San Jose, lot of.
I don't even know what is he, Sean? I don't know. What is Sean? Y'all got to be able to speak English. All of y'all that own these 7-Elevens. Stop speaking that mumbo jumbo and learn how to speak some proper English. I don't know what this dude is saying. Anybody got a translator? Jesus.
Crazy people hanging all the time. So better they hire a guard.
We reached out to Core-Mart's parent company, but they declined to explain why they're now providing the guards. San Jose police say they saw a slight increase in the robbery of delivery trucks 2 years ago, but say they have not seen a spike lately. Flavio Lopez works for another delivery company and says he wishes he had a guard as well, or at least a second person to help him keep an eye on the merchandise. Lopez hasn't been robbed, but he has had his run-ins downtown.
They had a pallet just like this, a little stack, and somebody just came over and went, knocked it all over Starbucks glass. I had to pick it all up, and he just ran, so stuff you got to deal with downtown. It is what it is, man.
Unfortunately, this is what society has become now, with armed guards guarding merchandise from the retailer, because there seems to be a sense of lawlessness in our society.
Daryl Cortez is a retired San Jose police officer who now works in corporate and retail security.
It's very unfortunate. You and I pay for it. The consumer pays for it in the back end, because prices increase because the merchandise is going out the door. And no one is stopping the bad guys because of the threat of violence.
It's clear that not everyone is taking the extra precaution. We saw several delivery trucks today and none had a guard. But Cortez says if one company is doing it, others are likely considering it to keep their drivers and products from being targeted.
We got into the point to where basically now you got to have an armed security guard just for us to get deliveries, just for people, stores to get deliveries, because is so bad and the police are so understaffed that now we basically privatizing police services. That's basically what we're doing. We privatize the police services. And so, you know, when you see a lot of this happening throughout the United States of America, you know what I think is going to happen? I think that there's going to be more privatized police and security service and armed guard services that are protecting certain neighborhoods and certain environments. We're no longer going to just depend on cities to provide basic services and safety in order to ensure that your houses is not getting broken into, that your kids cannot go to school. I told y'all that it's a class war. The people that have will be provided for. The people that don't, there's going to be gnashing of the teeth. And there's going to be a separation. There's going to be a wall, not built up at the border, but this invisible wall of opportunity that you cannot have access to if you cannot sustain in order to pour into whatever it is happening. And so, you know, instead of people pouring into the tax base, they're going to start pouring more into and pulling their resources and their communities into making sure that they're protected. And that's where all of the value is going to be. You know what it kind of reminds me of? It reminds me of a movie. I think it was The Walking Dead. Not The Walking Dead. Not Shaun of the Dead. But it was this movie where basically all of the zombies took over and it was the slow zombies. It wasn't like the World War Z zombies or any of that. It wasn't the ones that was fast or those type of zombies. Those are the ones that scare you. It was the ones that was like, which I don't understand how those type of zombies can take over the world because they too slow. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, it was those type of zombies. And it was a movie a long time ago and it was like the black man and he was a leader of the zombies. And so they had built this basic city that was surrounded by water and then they would hire regular people to go out and source booze and go to the stores and be able to loot and stuff like that. Dawn of the Dead, it might be Dawn of the Dead. And so they would source all of these people to go out there and they would go out there and they would go and pilfer and find all of the stuff. But they would have to go out there with the zombies. Night of the Living Dead, I'm not sure which one it is. It might be Night of the Living Dead. Let me see something. I'll look it up. Not Night of the Living Dead. The Night of the Living Dead is too old. That one was too old. It wasn't that, because that was in 1968. It wasn't Night of the Living Dead. I think it was Dawn of the Dead. Let me see. I want to do a movie night with y'all one day. It wasn't Dawn of the Dead. Dawn of the Dead is the one where they was in the mall. They had the 2004 one, and then they had the 1978 one. It wasn't Dawn of the Dead. Let me see. Land of the Dead? It's always something of the dead. Land of the Dead. Land of the Dead. That's what it was. 2005. Shout out to y'all. It was Land of the Dead. And the black man, he was the leader. Ooh, ooh. And he was walking around, right? And so eventually they had learned, you know, to follow the black guy, you know, the black guy zombie. I don't know if y'all can call it racist or something like that. Eventually they followed the black guy. But the point is that they had surrounded themselves off and the rich people had lived in an area and the poorer people and the workers lived in a completely different area. And they would hire the poorer people that thought that they could work themselves up to the point to where they would eventually be able to be amongst the rich people. And it was a class war. It was 100%. There's so many hidden messages. The point of the movie had nothing to do with the zombies. The point of the movie is called Land of the Dead. It was from 2005. The point of the movie was a bigger, it was to show the difference between class wars and how it is that like, no matter what the circumstances is happening, in society, in a capitalistic society, eventually it's those that have controls those who don't. Those that have control those who don't. And so they'll manufacture all of these different things to incentivize you to be against each other, to keep you distracted, all of that. But eventually you'll realize that you don't qualify if you can't sustain or you don't get to the point to where you can justify whether or not you deserve to be in that class. It was a class war. It was 100% a class war. So I don't know. All of these pop culture references, you know, it brings it back and it allows for me to reference it in order to illustrate a point to y'all. And that's why we're the greatest show on earth. But in addition to that, it was a homicide at Fashion Island Mall and a woman got killed. Check it out.
Breaking news in Newport Beach, a homicide investigation at Fashion Island. Hello, I'm Ellen Leva. We have confirmation, perhaps, that happened right there at that popular shopping mall. Let's go right to Orange County reporter David Gonzalez, who is there live. And David, what have you learned so far?
Hey, right now we are about to hear from Newport Beach Police and also the mayor of Newport Beach related to the reports of a shooting here at Fashion Island. We can confirm that one person has been killed here at the mall, but we are getting ready for the public information officers to give us some information as to exactly what took place. But I do want to point to some Air 7 video from earlier today. I could give you some background information as we wait. This all started around 4:39 this afternoon, here outside of Fashion Island. If you know this area, there is an area where Barnes & Noble and Whole Foods are at. In this area, we got information that there was reports of a possible shooting. Here, I'm going to toss it over now to Sergeant Oberon, who's given us an update as to what took place here at Fashion Island.
Today at about 3:30 in the afternoon, there was a couple, a husband and a wife at Barnes & Noble. They were approached by two suspects, and there was a struggle.
Good morning, Matt Messi. Good morning,
everybody. And they were robbed. A white Toyota Camry sedan then pulled up, and the suspects tried to get into that vehicle to flee the scene. One of the suspects ran while the vehicle fled and actually struck the female victim. Subsequent to that, the male suspect that ran got back into the vehicle, at which point some rounds were fired from a handgun, and the vehicle fled the scene. Fortunately, no one was struck by any of the handgun rounds. Unfortunately and tragically, the female that was struck by the car was pronounced deceased.
Man, that's messed up.
Newport Beach police officers then ensued once they picked up that vehicle in a pursuit, which took them into L.A. County, I believe Cypress in L.A. County, and all three suspects have been captured. At this point, there's no outstanding suspects. There are no threats to the Newport Beach community, and we have a confirmed robbery.
So basically, it was a robbery. They was coming out of the Fashion Island Mall, and some form of a carjacking slash robbery or whatever, and it went left, and now you have a woman, a older woman, that was killed and basically hit and ran over by a car, and somebody lost their life, and it went from stealing slash robbery slash carjacking up to attempted murder and now murder, and now it's a possibility that these dudes is going to spend the rest of their life in prison. All over what? All over what? That's the America that we live in today, y'all. Y'all better gird up. Y'all better protect yourselves. Y'all better prepare yourselves and put y'all in the best position possible, because it's going to get worse before it get better. You know what I'm saying?